ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जायमुदीरये
We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto 5th chapter text number 32
Krishnavarnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Krishnavarnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti hi sumeda saha jagnai sankirtana prayer Yajanti hi sumeda saha Krishna varnam tusha krishnam Sango pangashtra parshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti hi Sumeda Saha Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangashta Parshadam Jai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti hi Sumeda Saha Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangashta Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti hi Sumedasa Vaishnavis Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangashtra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti hi Sumedasa Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangashtra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti hi Sumedasa Krishnavarnam, repeating the syllables Krishna. Tusha, with a luster. Krishnam, Akrishnam, not black, golden. Saanga, along with associates. Upanga, servitors. Astra, weapons, Harshadam, confidential companions, Jagnai, by sacrifice, Sankirtana Prayahi, consisting chiefly of congregational chanting, Yajanti, they worship, He, certainly. Sumedhasaha, intelligent persons. Translation. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. Would you like to repeat?
Yes.
In the age of Kali,
intelligent persons
perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead,
who constantly sings the names of Krishna.
Although his complexion is not blackish,
he is Krishna himself.
He is accompanied by his associates,
servants,
weapons, and confidential companions. Purport by the servants of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Servants of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Key. This same verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 3, Verse 52. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has given the following commentary on this verse. Quote, this text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam, known as Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white, and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta Yugas, Treta Ages, respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaudahari. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varnam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and is, and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Varnayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna and describes it also. And because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remembers Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sangopangastra Parshadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood, and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra, or weapon, to subdue the demons. Because he is all attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as companions, as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates, like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, and Srivasa. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literature that says that there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people, regardless of caste, color, or creed, can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples, or mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in that. But anywhere and everywhere, people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, "The principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to his lotus feet as humming bees are attracted to a flower." End of quote from Prabhupada's commentary on this verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Continuing with purport. The incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described in the Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, which appears in chapter 189 of the Dana Dharma Parva of Mahabharata. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted this reference as follows: Suvarnavarnahi mango varnangaschan janangadi. In his early pastimes, he appeared as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body smeared with the pulp of sandalwood seems like molten gold. He has also quoted Sanyasya Krishamashanto Nishtashanti Purayanaha. Nishtashanti Parayanaha. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Nena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Thay Thaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Daine Pravave Namaha Madhuryo Jwala Premadya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dwanta Harine Namo Gorakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambujayate Namaha
Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tvise Namaha Panchatatvat Makam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarva Swapadambo Jau Radha Manana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadrumadha Srimad Ratnangara Singha Sanastau Srimad Radha Shila Govinda Devau Prishtalibhi Sevyamano Smarami Sriman Rasarasadambhi Vamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinata Sriyestunaha Vrindai Tulsi Devyai Priyai Keshavasyacha Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Narasinga Prahlada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutana Madharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chatuskritam Dharmasam Stapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaishyasi Yukvaivam Atmanam Matparayanaham Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja Ahantong Sarva Papebhyo Mokshaishami Masuchaha Shushusho Shuddhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchihi Syanmahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirtana Shevanat Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Hridyantakstohya Bhadrani Vitunoti Suhritsatam Nashta Praeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Tada Raja Samo Bhava Kama Lobadayaschaye Cheta Iter Anavidam Stitam Satve Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tattva Vignanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate Vidyate Hridaye Grantish Chichante Sarva Samshayaha Shiyante Chasya Karmani Trishta Evatmanishvare Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo. Before I go into the verse, I would see some reflections from the last three classes. Anything you can remember that stuck in your mind? Any points that were helpful? Good to gather in what we listen to and remember it. Yes?
I think it was in Saturday's class.
She thinks it was in Saturday's class? When you give something, when you give books, especially with love, then it goes deeply into the heart of the person who accepts it. Yeah, and we talked about how giving without any expectation of return, just out of love and appreciation, is practically impossible to reciprocate. Any other kind of giving is tit for tat. Yes. So even if you can't do everything, then just try to, then at least do what you can. Do what you can do now. Yeah, the mind overwhelms us, and makes us think that you're not doing anything. But everything's significant that we do. Mangal Arati, Kaz. Thank you. Nice. Practical.
First one was everyone should have friends. What was the second?
The second one was you said.
Yeah, and we talked about the verse, Ananyash Chintayantumam Ye Jana Pariupasite Tesham Nityabdyukdanam Yoga Kshemam Baham Yaham. In the Gita, Krishna says that those who exclusively, without any motivation, worship me, and that's their only business, for them I care what they lack and I preserve what they have. And he maintains them personally, yoga kshemam maham yaham. I think in that context I also mentioned a purport we read recently in which Prabhupada says that as the devotee becomes more and more engaged in devotional service, he doesn't or she doesn't have time to take care of him or herself. It's just not possible to do all the service one wants to do and maintain oneself. So therefore, Krishna has to do it. So he, for those who are completely absorbed in his service without any care for their personal maintenance, he steps in. And that was connected to the discussion about Prabhupada's comment in the purport we read yesterday, in which he says that one must engage in manual labor to serve Krishna. And the word manual comes from the word to use one's hands, to carry things with one's hand. Very practical service one must engage in. In that way, remember Krishna. And also that the wood was used to ignite fire previously, but as we distribute the books, each of individual person's soul, the fire of knowledge is ignited, and their desire to engage in devotional service is ignited. And this is the best kind of sacrifice. To see the fire of knowledge burning in the heart of somebody is the greatest kind of sacrifice that one can perform, to see to it that that fire is lit. And getting fired up. That's where that comes from, I guess. Thank you very much. Keep the vibration going. Thank you very much. Yes. Give before it's taken from you, then you'll get the credit. True, and also on the opposite side, if it's not done with finesse and with some... And with love, then it can actually impede their progress. Someone might get the Sukriti, but it might take a lot longer for them to be able to take advantage of it if I leave a negative impression upon them. So it's not just automatically in other words, one should not assume that because I'm just injecting people with Krishna consciousness, it really doesn't matter what they think of me or us. And it doesn't matter the kind of impression that I make. We should do both. We should go out of our way to make the impression that affects them aesthetically and they can appreciate who we are and how we behave, and at the same time give the medicine. Bedside manner is important in medicine. You notice that people actually heal faster when the doctor administers the medicine in a proper way. Otherwise, it actually may affect the person's ability to heal if the doctor is gruff or uncaring, mechanical, and so forth. Yeah, that's one you can take to the bank. You can just live with that one. Then consider that all the time, how we're being observed at every moment by Krishna, and to be sincere in every moment means to advance in Krishna consciousness. That is correct. And I backed it up with one of the poems of Rupa Goswami, in which he says, although Krishna and his name are the same, which all the Shastras say, because he's absolute, he says, Vacham and Vachakam, the named and the name are different, in that the name is more merciful than the named, because the name actually will follow us to the material world and go into people's ears and hearts. And even if someone's very fallen and has become estranged from the person, Krishna, the name will come to that person. And if someone just utters the name, then they'll be merged back into the
the ocean of bliss and be able to advance back to the spiritual world. Yeah, it kind of goes with the first point about do what you can do. And even if you feel isolated or you feel like, oh, I'm just doing some small service now, I'm, you know, away in some tiny place, nobody loves me anymore. Do what you can with what you have in a nice way, and it will expand. It always expands, and that was Prabhupada's formula. He said, I didn't go to Thompson Square Park to attract a crowd. I went there to glorify Krishna. And look what happened. And he was in a small place, you know, the insignificant little park somewhere, but it expanded all over the planet, and now all over the universe it's expanding. Considering that we're distributing books to aliens and things. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Nice point. And also, just in the hunt for that, if one's searching for that drop of sincerity, I'm not sincere, but if I say, I know it's in there somewhere, I'm going to search for it. I'm going to try to find it. That begins the process of open-hearted chanting. At least I'm looking for the sincerity. Where is that molecule? One molecule is all I ask, because that's all you need, really, if you can start with one molecule of sincerity. Thank you very much. Nirakula. Yeah. So Krishna says, surrender. Surrender to me. And I don't know about in Canada, but in America, one of the national pastimes is watching high-speed chases on television. It really is. The President of the United States can be giving the State of the Union address, and if there's a high-speed chase in Los Angeles, they'll cut away from the presidential speech and they'll start showing the high-speed chase. It is the most important thing in the lives of every American. And millions of people will be watching, and the man's robbed a bank and he's stolen some car and he's driving down the freeway, and there'll be about 20 police cars following after him. And then he drives for miles and miles, and then there's helicopter also, and they have a telephoto lens fixed on the window, and they can see the man inside the car. And his mother's at home going, oh, there's Stevie. He's driving the car. Everyone can see him. There's 20 cars. He's on national television driving. And then they're all speculating as he drives when the car's going to run out of gas. And they put out these little spikes on the road and the tires pop, but he keeps going and there's sparks coming out from there. And finally, after hours, and you're amazed how long a car can go with no tires and how long one tank of gas can last. Finally, he runs into a cul-de-sac after sideswiping a few vans and cars and driving through some bushes, and he gets to the point of no end. And does he quit? No. He gets out of the car and he starts to run on foot, and then he jumps over a little fence and dogs start going after his leg, and he goes through the brambles and bushes and finally flips over another fence and comes to a dead end, totally beaten and out of breath. And then the police surround him, and then he falls on the ground like this. So not that kind of surrender. It's a voluntary. Voluntary surrender. Do in advance. Do on your own. Do preemptively before the cops come. Before the Yamadutas come. Yes. That was a quote from, I believe, an American president, Truman. Harry Truman said that, and we were emphasizing how important it is to read because we have to cultivate good ideas. And it's amazing how much you can cultivate within a minute or two. Never underestimate the extra minute of time that you have. That you may have to walk from one place to the next. Say, if I have to walk from my room that I'm staying in upstairs to, you know, across to the washroom or something like that. I just notice if I put my iPhone in my pocket with the speaker going and I listen, something profound can happen just in that walk across the hallway and then back. And it's in those little gaps. You win in the margins in life, actually, in investing in sports. People, they only win these days by a half an inch. You only win by a quarter of a second, if that, an eighth of a second, a hundredth of a second, you win. And so try to get the little advantages when you can. Don't count out the extra little times that you have to take advantage of the Krishna consciousness. It may be in that little gap that you attain, you find what you're looking for, and you come to the next stage. So take advantage of every second. Anartha kalatvam, avyartha kalatvam, excuse me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lists this propensity to not waste even a second as one of the symptoms of bhava. When the heart is softening and the devotee is becoming attracted to Krishna, he or she will be unwilling to waste even 1 second. But even before I have that intense desire, I should cultivate it anyway and fill in the gaps. Something wonderful will happen. Yes? Anyone else? Number one point Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes is that we come to Krishna consciousness because of sadhusanga. We stay in Krishna consciousness because of sadhusanga. We attain the ultimate goal of Krishna consciousness by sadhusanga. And it is, out of all the different aspects of Krishna consciousness and causes for bhakti, the number one cause. Because within the heart of the Vaishnav is love for Krishna. Vavadvida bhagavatas tirta bhuta swayam vibho tirta kurvanti tirtani swantaks dena gadabrata. Yudhishthir said to Vidura, "You are a place of pilgrimage personified because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart. That's where to find Krishna, in the heart of the devotee. And the devotees are merciful. They're always distributing Krishna to others. They're not willing to let other people suffer in the material world. They're paradukaduki. That's their particular characteristic. They suffer because of the suffering of others. And the only suffering, Ramananda Roy said, that's really prominent in this world is separation from the Vaishnav. So at all costs, we should try to be as close to Vaishnavas as possible, and also at all costs avoid criticizing Vaishnavas, Vaishnava aparadha. Even subtly, when one begins to engage in criticism of Vaishnavas, then it grows, and one becomes more expert at it, more subtle at how one can criticize Vaishnavas, and one can actually make a career out of it. And there are maybe even people who will cheer you on, because they may also appreciate the fact that you're dragging somebody else down, and then you might become encouraged by that. So be the odd person out. Don't go for it. Avoid it. And if you find yourself engaged in it, then try to reverse the process. Because the natural tendency in the material world is to envy. And when that envy is let loose, it creates havoc everywhere. It creates havoc in the life of the devotee. It injures others when it comes out through the tongue of another. So avoiding envy at all costs, avoiding criticism, which is a product of envy, is a preoccupation of the advancing devotee to fortify himself, herself, and be very careful. A few more?
I have one more.
Yes? Thank you very much. I'm glad you reminded me, because I did find a few of these charts. They're called Be a Sage Page by Page. And I'd like to offer them as a gift. This is how many I have, so I hope it goes around. We'll pass them out now, otherwise I'll forget. And if you don't get one, then you can have a rumble and try to get it out of the hands of another. No, just kidding. Yes. It doesn't mean that it doesn't mean we should be neglectful. But in one sense, actually, it's mentioned by our acharyas that Krishna maintains the body even if somebody is liberated. When one's completely liberated, what is the use of the body anyway? But the acharyas say that Krishna maintains the body on behalf of the devotee just so he or she can go on doing service. There's no other purpose for the body because the body's prarabdha karma. It's fully manifest karma. It's come out from previous lives. And when it's completely burned up by the fire of perfect devotional service, there's no more need for the body, but Krishna maintains it. But that verse doesn't mean to not maintain health. In any case, we should follow in the footsteps of our acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada, and he lived a balanced life. He took care of his health very carefully because the body is a gift from Krishna and we should, out of respect, we should maintain it carefully. Well, the names of Lord Chaitanya, there's no offense taken. So the names, you can teach them the names of Lord Chaitanya or the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But very specifically, Prabhupada came to popularize the Hare Krishna Mantra. But it's obviously okay to get people to chant Gauranga because it's one of the intimate names of Krishna and it's Lord Chaitanya's name and therefore they'll get great benefit by chanting that. But you get extra points if you teach them the Maha Mantra too. Extra points if you also teach them the Maha Mantra. Okay, now I want to read something. Yes, Uttama. Okay, question? Well, it just similar answer that it means any name of Krishna, but very specifically Prabhupada was directing us to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Following in Parampara, we take that mantra as the most important point of focus for chanting the holy names. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he started his Sankirtan movement, it's very explicitly stated, he chanted Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhu Sudan. This is another way of chanting Hare Krishna. And so Krishna has many names. There are unlimited names of Krishna. But we should stick to bona fide mantras that are given to us. Nowadays people chant all kinds of mantras. And Prabhupada stuck to only a couple mantras. He chanted Hare Krishna, he chanted Govinda Jaya Jaya, and practically that's it. He didn't do many other mantras, but nowadays lots of other different mantras have come. So there's a sense in which, yes, all these are bona fide names of God, but we should be careful to also stick to the parampara and chant in the ways that we've learned it from our acharya. Okay? Now I just want to read something that's related to today's verse. It's in the same topic, in the same vein as book distribution is high sadhana. And this is just an excerpt from a book that we're writing about book distribution. This is from the chapter. Hey, Gauradas tagged me in a photo on Facebook. Okay. Thanks, Gaura. The act of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books brings Krishna's confidential message to others. By engaging in such confidential service, the distributors not only become friends of Krishna, but also taste transcendental anxiety, an advanced spiritual sentiment that comes naturally to one intently engaged in trying to relieve Lord Chaitanya's anxiety. Just as a corporation's chief executive officer, CEO, as he becomes absorbed in every aspect of his company's operation, schemes to increase productivity and deals with the daily anxiety of reversals and problems, so do the leaders of a Sankirtan team. Unlike an ordinary CEO, however, who is ultimately concerned with profits for himself and his shareholders, the leader of a Sankirtan team is concerned with succeeding for the pleasure of his spiritual master in Krishna, as well as for relieving the suffering of the conditioned souls. This anxiety, purified of selfish motives, deepens one's intimate relationship with the Lord. In a room conversation, Srila Prabhupada confirms this truth. Guru Kripa. So some people say that when I go on Sankirtan to sell books, I become in too much anxiety if I'm not doing well, so I'd rather not do it. Prabhupada, no, that is Krishna anxiety. He does not know. Let him know that that is Krishna anxiety. Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, became mother of Krishna so that she would remain always in anxiety for Krishna, whether Krishna is safe. That is mother's anxiety. Therefore, she became mother. How to become in Krishna's anxiety? This philosophy nobody knows. Unquote. The greater personal stake a devotee has in the advancement of the Sankirtan movement, the deeper transcendental anxiety he naturally feels. Similarly, devotees who know this secret voluntarily tie themselves to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet with the ropes of transcendental anxiety. The devotees who have tied themselves most tightly to the Lord's lotus feet with Krishna anxiety are the residents of the spiritual world. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Stavamala explains the confidential nature of their service. He says that Srimati Radharani, Krishna's dearest and most perfect devotee, is always anxious to make arrangements to bring others closer to Krishna. She is heavily laden with mercy, Karuna Bharite, and is restless to distribute that mercy everywhere. In the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada reveals Srimati Radharani's tenderheartedness. Quote, although the associates of Radharani do not expect any personal attention from Krishna, Radharani is so pleased with them that she arranges individual meetings between Krishna and the damsels of Raja. Indeed, Radharani tries to unite her associates with Krishna by many transcendental maneuvers, and she takes more pleasure in these meetings than in her own meetings with him. When Krishna sees that both Radharani and her associates are pleased by his association, he becomes more satisfied. Unquote. Kaviraj Goswami confirms that Radha and Krishna, although eternally two personalities, are one, Eka Atmanau. In the Kali Yuga, Kaviraj Goswami confirms that Radha and Krishna, although eternally two personalities, are one in the Kali Yuga. In that radiant golden form of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna takes on the mood of Srimati Radharani and gives the highest spiritual favors to everyone in a way that no other incarnation has ever done before. When he does so, his associates from the spiritual world come with him to taste and distribute those fruits of pure love for Krishna to the world. Quote, the internal devotees or potencies are all eternal associates in the pastimes of the Lord. Only with them does the Lord advent to propound the Sankirtan movement. Only with them does the Lord taste the mellow of conjugal love. And only with them does he distribute this love to people in general. Is everyone okay so far? Okay. Unquote. The recipients of these fruits who hear about them and distribute them to others not only become confidential servants of Lord Chaitanya, but also come to understand the mystery of the most esoteric personal form of Godhead, Radha and Krishna. Now let's hear how Srila Prabhupada himself practically applies this esoteric principle to those engaged in the service of distributing his transcendental books. In 1974 at Los Angeles ISKCON, New Dwarka, Rameshwara Das, the appointed Sankirtan leader, had gleaned from Srila Prabhupada's teachings that those who distribute Srila Prabhupada's books are just directly participating in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, and in doing so are following in the footsteps of Krishna's most intimate servants in the spiritual world. Here Rameshwar gives an inkling of the mood at that time. Quote, I began to see that the Sankirtan devotees were in direct contact with the storehouse of love of Godhead that Lord Chaitanya had broken open 500 years before, and that Srila Prabhupada had brought that same storehouse to earth again. The Sankirtan devotees were connected to Srila Prabhupada and also, therefore, to the divine pleasure energy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this service. It was flowing through his divine grace, filling the world with ecstasy and transcendental knowledge. In his lectures in the New Dwarka Temple, Rameshwar repeatedly referred to the service of book distribution as a tasteful arrangement for souls to be joined in loving service to Krishna, a service that follows the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. Rameshwar Das, our classes about Sankirtan were going out to all the temples to enliven the book distributors, but some devotees doubted our conclusions. Indeed, many devotees wondered if Rameshwar's conclusions were accurate. And to clarify the matter, Nandulal Dasi wrote the following letter to Srila Prabhupada. Quote, I have heard Rameshwar Prabhu in Los Angeles say that when we are performing Sankirtan, that we are engaged in the Leela of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is the union of Radha and Krishna, and he explained that just as Radharani is even more anxious to arrange for the other gopis to meet with Krishna than she is for herself to meet Krishna, and that the other gopis are also always trying to think of ways in which to arrange meetings between Radha and Krishna. So, when the devotees are going out and trying to engage the suffering conditioned souls, actually what we are doing is trying to arrange for some of her lost souls to meet with Krishna once again, and that is the Leela of Lord Chaitanya. Is this the proper understanding of Sankirtan? Srila Prabhupada answered her by letter. My dear Nandulal, please accept my blessings. I beg to acknowledge receipt of your letter of May 23rd, just received here in Paris. The explanation given by Rameshwar that Sankirtan is Lord Chaitanya's Leela, which he compares to the gopis trying to engage in Krishna's service, is the correct understanding. Unquote. It is a wonder, then, that such an esoteric service is available even to newcomers, and that those who take it up in the mood of humble service are at once linked to such confidential devotional service. In a lecture on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada gives the following explanation of this wonder. Quote, therefore, anyone who understands this philosophy, I am servants, servants, servant, servant, 100 times, million times lower servant. He is a liberated person. Even if it sounds fantastical that while doing Sankirtan, book distributors are linked with the most exalted devotees in the spiritual world, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj, writes that one should go on hearing about the effects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes until one can appreciate and realize them. Quote, if one does not understand in the beginning but continues to hear again and again the wonderful effects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, the wonderful effects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes will bring love for Krishna. Gradually, one will come to understand the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis and other associates of Vrindavan. Everyone is advised to continue to hear over and over again in order to greatly benefit. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also confirms this truth. Oh, if one receives the mercy of Lord Gaura, he will see Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan at the end of his life. You know where that quote's from? Eshe Vrindavan Radhe Sham Pabe Darshan Gaura Kripa Hole He Gaura Kripa Hole He. Furthermore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Brahma Sanghita commentary shows the relationship between the servants of Lord Chaitanya and those of Radha and Krishna. Quote, the pure devotees following the devotees of Vraj and those following the pure devotees in Navadvip are located in the realm of Krishna and Gaura, respectively. The identical devotees of Raja and Navadvip simultaneously attain to the pleasures of service in the realm of Krishna and Gaura. Unquote. Srila Prabhupada showed the relationship between Lord Krishna's and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes graphically by commissioning one of his artists to paint the first illustration for his publication of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. The painting depicted Lord Chaitanya and his associates dancing in Sankirtan on the bottom half of the canvas and Krishna and the gopis dancing together in the rasa dance on the top half. Srila Prabhupada also notes this principle in his purport to Narottam Das Thakur's song, Sarvarna Sri Gaura Mahima, a song that compares Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement to an ocean of nectar. There, Prabhupada points out that this ocean is always dancing with the waves of transcendental activities of Lord Chaitanya and his associates as they taste and distribute love of God. Srila Prabhupada comments, if one knows the secret and says, let me dive deep into the ocean of the transcendental loving movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya, he immediately becomes one of the confidential devotees of Radha and Krishna. Finally, Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati absolutely confirms the principle in this verse. Yata yata gaura padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rashihi tata tato sarpati hridya kasmad radha patamboja sadambu rashihi. For one who sticks firmly to the service of the lotus feet of Lord Gaura, automatically the ocean of nectar from the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani floods his heart. In conclusion, by serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement through transcendental book distribution, one gains the spiritual currency to attain the higher stages of devotional service. In a purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada elaborates on this principle. Quote, by attachment to the devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one immediately comes to the ecstatic position. When he develops his love for Nityananda Prabhu, he is freed from all attachment to the material world. And at that time he comes eligible to understand the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. In that condition, when one develops his love for the six Goswamis, he can understand the conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. These are different stages of a pure devotee's promotion to conjugal love in the service of Radha and Krishna in an intimate relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That said, we should carefully note that advancement in devotional service does not come automatically or mechanically. A devotee's success depends on the consciousness in which he performs the service. Srila Prabhupada advises us in the preface to Sri Upadeshamrita, quote, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. One must therefore give proper attention to the mood and attitude in which one distributes Prabhupada's books, Srila Prabhupada's books. If one who has been awarded this exalted service of carrying and distributing these transcendental books considers oneself special or entitled to respect, develops a profit motive, or distributes books in order to become famous, one will miss the opportunity to advance in devotional service by performing it. For instance, those who learn the great art of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books often become empowered with exceptional confidence and uncanny communication skills. If a devotee endowed with these God-given abilities becomes attached to them and subtly enjoys using them to manipulate others or selling other things in the name of Sankirtan, he or she will fall victim to these intrigues, to the intrigues of Maya, and give up the pure service of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. How can a book distributor avoid falling victim to Maya? At first, he may notice anger in himself by seeing if it arises in his heart when someone refuses to buy a book, ignores, or even taunts him. He who has become attached to controlling others may think, these people must do what I say. How can they refuse me? Unsatisfied because others do not submit to him, the distributor may become angry or morose. This is a sign of unhealthy attachment that must be given up. Furthermore, Sankirtan means to expand Krishna's name and fame, not one's own. Using devotional service to enhance one's own stature is in the mode of ignorance and will not bear the fruit of advancement in devotional service. Quote, mixed devotees or devotees in the mode of passion and ignorance think that the interest of the Supreme Lord is in supplying the orders of the devotee. The interest of such devotees is to draw from the Lord as much as possible for their sense gratification. Unquote. Desiring name and fame for being known as a great preacher, a book distributor loses the ability to consider how to best engage each person he or she meets. Rather, the so-called preacher will push them unnaturally instead and thus leave them with a bad taste. Such a selfish motive that offends other living entities will also check one's progress in pure devotional service. Book distributors who give up personal motives for profit, adoration, and distinction from their service, who keep themselves pure by following the rules and regulations of devotional service, and who strictly follow the austerity of speech, speaking words that are truthful, pleasing, beneficial, not agitating to others, and also in regularly reciting the Vedic literature, will be successful in maintaining the right attitude while distributing Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books. The proper mentality is to understand that each person is a walking temple of Krishna, and that one should go out of one's way to appropriately engage each soul one meets in the service of Krishna without desiring personal gain. A devotee with such an attitude will not only touch the hearts of others, but also attain perfection through the great art of distributing Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books. In the process of regularly pouring the nectar of Krishna consciousness out to others, the distributors also get splashed and soaked by the nectar. One should therefore tightly embrace the high sadhana of distributing Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books. Ijo des, the end. Thank you.
Is there a chapter out of your book?
It's a part of a chapter. From the chapter's name, Book Distribution is High Sadhana. So that was one aspect of many other parts of that chapter, describing how book distribution purifies the devotee in various ways, how it brings one closer to Krishna and so forth. This part, I thought, related most to the verse we had today about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Radha and Krishna combined. And by worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one actually comes to love Radha and Krishna. The deeper you go into the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as you go deeper and deeper, you find Radha Krishna. And when you go deeper and deeper into the pastimes of Radha Krishna, you find Lord Chaitanya. Sure. They're interchangeable. So they're the same person, only combined. But for us, it's very practical because service to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was altogether possible, whereas service to Radha and Krishna is not possible for us, for anybody in the age of Kali Yuga, only available through service to Lord Chaitanya. And service to Lord Chaitanya means propagating the Sankirtan movement. And I'm presenting in this particular book that propagating the Sankirtan movement is very expertly done through the process of distributing books. It's the Brihat Madanga. The chanting of Hare Krishna, a Maha Mantra, is completed through the process of literary kirtan. That is, the kirtan is written, as Prabhupada said. And when the books are distributed, actually the kirtan becomes louder and it penetrates areas that the other kirtan can't penetrate. They should go on simultaneously, but the book distribution is the Brihat Madanga. These are the words of Srila Prabhupada, which he emphasizes over and over again. And I bring that out in another chapter called the Yuga Dharma, book distribution and the Yuga Dharma. And we talk about the literary kirtan and give Prabhupada's opinion about what book distribution is. It's loud kirtan, the loudest you can get, and that's what they're interested in. Any other point? Oh. All glories to the devotees who are watching online. Our obeisances to you. Everyone, please say Hare Krishna. Gaur is advertising the class. Thank you, Gaur. Okay, please, your question?
Yes, thank you for the reading. Shouldn't we be a class to people getting books?
Yes. Shouldn't we be attached to people getting the books?
So what's the difference between a healthy and unhealthy attachment?
A healthy attachment means that you want them to take it for their benefit. An unhealthy attachment may be something in the realm of I need them to take it so I can jack up my score. Because it'll make me look good if this person takes the book. In other words, maybe somebody's watching me, and if they don't take the book, then I'll be embarrassed that I wasn't able to make them take a book or something like that. We should be happy when they take it because we were able to present it in a way that compelled them to take it. But if we have personal motives, in any service, if the motives are tainted with some vested interests, getting something in return for myself, then it becomes clouded. The result isn't the same. All right? Yes. Well, lucky for you, you can see it. Because oftentimes people can't even see it. They're not even considering that they're doing motivated devotional service. So when you're actually engaged in a service that creates enough heat for it to separate the pure desire from the impure desires, just like when you make ghee, the impurities come out, then you should be grateful that you can actually see. Oh, if you're able to identify it, awareness is the first step. Because once you see it, then you can do something about it. And the most likely thing that you can do about it is to pray to Krishna. So I noticed something about myself today. I have some motivated desire. Can you please help me remove it? This is what we sing to Lord Nrsingadev. Namastejas tejase avira virbhava vajranaka vajradamsha karmasaya randaya randaya tamo grasa grasa om swaha abayam abayam atmani bhuyishta om shraum. That you're there within the heart. Please remove the demon-like desires for fruit of activity in this material world. Please, with your sharp, your nails that are like thunderbolts in your ferocious countenance, please attack those unwanted desires within my heart. So it's good to be able to see those. And you'll notice that pure devotees like Bhaktivinoda Thakur are more aware of faults. He's seeing faults that aren't even there. But he's giving Amara Jivana is the song where he's saying, I am always speaking lies. I'm happy when other people are suffering. And when other people become happy, then I become morose. And, you know, he's pointing out all these things. And in the clarity of one who, when one is engaged in devotional service, these things should actually surface. Then you can do something about them. That's the process. Why is it a purifying activity? Especially we're talking about book distribution. You come face to face with these anartas, and then you can deal with it. Yes?
There's a question online.
Yes, questions online are very much wanted.
Krishna Dulal Prabhu from Ottawa, they are trying to increase
the distribution. Krishna Dulal Prabhu from Ottawa. Wonderful. Well, generally, we offer the favorable results, and the unfavorable results are the ones that we vanquish, and Krishna knows that we've gone out of our way to do away with them. I'm not exactly sure what he means by offering unfavorable results, but the results of our sankirtan are quantifiable. That's one thing. We can offer the results in a grand ceremony by offering them to the deities, and saying here's the results. In fact, during for the MSFs, the monthly sanctan festivals, we will collect all the results from the team effort of all the devotees, and then in a very ceremonial way, everyone gathers together at the same time with full attention, no talking allowed, and we make an offering to Prabhupada and the deities. Of the entire month's activity. And usually it's centered around one of the holy days. For instance, if it's Srila Prabhupada's appearance day we wait until that time. After three weekends of book distribution, we put it all into one report and we offer it as part of the major festival at the temple, because then all the other people get to see it also and hear about it. And considering the fact that an offering to the spiritual master and to Krishna is not just offering of fruits and flowers, but it should be something offered that is very tangible. And the thing that Prabhupada liked the most was to receive the results of the Sankirtan. In fact, he mentioned this repeatedly, that when he would hear the results of the book distribution, he said, "I become like a young man." And even in his final days, when Prabhupada was emaciated and could barely move, when the devotees brought him the Sankirtan newsletter, that was his solace. He would sit up and attentively and with alacrity listen to those scores, and he would say, "This is giving me life." He lived for that. So what kind of offering's better? To go to the what's the big department store here? Huh? The Bay? Can you buy fruit there? Can you buy fruit? Okay, so you go to Costco. What's better, going to Costco and buying a crate of apples, taking off the stickers and then offering them to the founder Acharya on his appearance day, or offering scores from one's the collective and the cooperative effort of all the devotees who have done book distribution? Which is better? A, apples. Nothing wrong with apples, but A, apples. B, scores. B, books. B, books. B, books. Everyone agree? Yeah. Why? Yes?
I don't have an answer to that.
Okay. Not advocating against apples, but I'm just saying that, as we're hearing even in the purport from Jiva Goswami, Prabhupada quoted him from the Krama Samdarbha, and speaking about how in this age, Sankirtan is everything. He said, do away with all these rituals and all these other kinds of things. Prabhupada's own spiritual master was discouraged about the big temple inside the Calcutta, Bagh Bazar, which was donated by a very wealthy disciple who poured his whole life savings into building this thing. And then as soon as the devotees moved in and they started arguing over who got to which room, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada noticed that there was something creeping in which was unhealthy. Some motivated idea, some ideal of an idea of entitlement. And he said, we were better off in Ultadanga, which was a slum. And it was a low-class place, but he said everyone was in the preaching spirit. That's better. And we shouldn't become ever satisfied that I have my place, let everyone else go to hell. I'm comfortable with my little niche, I'm okay. We should feel uncomfortable to be in our comfort zone. And we should feel comfort when we're outside our comfort zone. And we shouldn't feel comfortable until we're outside our comfort zone. And working to please Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas in the mood of this giving mercy to others. It's abundantly clear what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his disciples did. They went out and they distributed love for God to everyone. They plundered the storehouse. They tasted and distributed its contents. And they didn't care who they gave it to. They were indiscriminate. Didn't care who was a fit or unfit candidate. They went everywhere, town to town. And Prabhupada mentions in his books repeatedly, he says, door to door. That means you're going out and looking for people. You're hunting them down. And sometimes when we go to these obscure places, like little strip malls, I mean, strip malls are the most nondescript kind of places you could ever imagine. So one looks the same as another, and who cares anyway? It's just a strip mall. It's like the lowest kind of vibration in the universe, a strip mall. And then there's people who work there. They're actually the most valuable living entities who are parts and parcel of Krishna. And I remember once we were in Southern California. We were at this mall, at this very long strip. It's Vietnam Town. And there were these three-story strip malls, if you can imagine such a thing. But on the third story, most of the stores were not occupied. But somehow or other, we went up to the third story. I don't know why. We were inspired by Paramatma. And a group of us went up to the third, and we walked all the way down, and it looked like nothing was there, but there was one little shop at the end. And knocked on the door, and about seven of us walked into this lady's shop, little shop, but she was doing some clerical work or something like that, where she didn't need to be in the mainstream. And she was really surprised to see us pop in, because it was probably by appointment only up there. And at first she was very resistant to taking the book, but when she realized that we were sincere and what we were actually presenting, she bought the book. Were you there in your kula for that one? Yeah. And when we left, we were all thinking about how if we hadn't taken the trouble to walk up those stairs to go all the way down there, that one living entity would have not gotten a chance to be connected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And somehow, although it seemed like such an insignificant little exchange, it was the most satisfying thing we can imagine, that somehow or other this soul who's been wandering and loitering in the material world for so long has now somehow or other made a connection with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I can't even remember the question I'm answering now, but... offering results. But yes, these kinds of things, you know, and that's counted in the overall offering, that one book that went out. And Krishna knows, just like he knows when you make a garland. You may make a garland and then they'll take it on the altar. He knows who made it. He knows who put the work into each garland and so forth. So in the scores also he knows. Was there another one from the internet?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and then Gora. Loka, thanks for joining. Hare Krishna. Loka, the great Maharati, and Vidarbha Sutta, his wife.
Thanks so much, Vaishya Shiva Prabhu, for reading from your book. It was most enlightening. Question is, one of the points people say is that we distribute so many books, but many are not read. Is that still Lalu Kirtan when those books may not be read?
How do they know they're not read? Did they follow each person? Is that an objective statement? Did they follow each person and see that they weren't read? There's some special research. They have people following everybody home and they said, did you read it or not?
Helicopter.
Is there a tracing device in each book that says, this person read three words, that person read the whole book? I don't think that's It's anecdotal kind of evidence that somebody might not have read a book somewhere. And the fact is that if we want to speak about anecdotes, we meet many people who received a book, threw the book away. I'm one of them. First time I got a Back to Guided magazine, I was walking with some of my buddies from... probably I was a freshman in high school, or even younger probably at that time. And somebody sold me a stick of incense and gave me a Back to Godhead magazine. And my friends caught up to me and said, what'd you do? You bought something from that guy? And I said, I don't know, you know. It's like, and like they, we started opening and he goes, it's those bald guys. Get rid of this thing. And they kind of like grabbed it from me and said, you're crazy, you know, here, we'll throw it away. And they threw the book away. But it made an impression upon me, and I kept the incense. I took it home and stuck it in my wall. And I could smell it every time I walk in my room. That, you know, and I'd always think of those bald guys. And there was some impression. It went in. And later on, I saw some devotees, and I said, Hare Krishna. And they looked at me like, you know, I just really done it. And later on, my friend Richie Corsa brought me a magazine to my house after I had become interested in spiritual life, and he left it for me. And there it was again. So we don't know. You know, every book, the books are persons. The books are persons. They're deities. It's their incarnation. It's their business where they go. We're delivery people. We make them available to as many people as possible. But how do we know? And what are we up against in the material world? Is everyone open to all kinds of ideas? Do Americans want to know what other cultures are doing around the world? They could care less. What to speak of wanting to know some esoteric spiritual knowledge? But we're charged with distributing it anyway. And by God, that's what we'll do.
we'll distribute them to as many people as possible, because that was Prabhupada's mood. He wanted to see the large numbers of books go out. It has its effect. Historically, also, the campaigns which have included the mass distribution of literature have had profound effects on society in the short term and definitely on the long term. So it's a winning strategy. It does have its effect. There are anecdotal there's anecdotal evidence all over the place that people who got books and didn't read them for 20 years then suddenly picked them up, or their son picks it up after he's born and the book actually is there in the family. We've seen these kinds of things happen too. I mean, all kinds of things are possible. Someone might distribute a book to somebody and then die and then be born in the same family and then get the same book back after they distribute it. Gora.
Something from the internet.
Something from the internet.
Yeah.
This sounds ominous. Just get a bucket of water. You can submerge that phone. It's the only way to deal with it.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yes, so this is... I invited Lama Sharanya Prabhu to watch the class today, and so he has a comment for you. Dear Prabhu, can you share one reflection I had, please? Thank you. It made me realize what this verse meant. Madhya Lila 8:2-10. Krishna Lila Mrita Yadi Lata Keshin Chaya Nija Shukka Hoite Apala Vadhyara Koti Sukha Hoya. Which means when the nectar of Krishna's pastimes is sprinkled on that creeper, the happiness derived by the twigs, flowers, and leaves is 10 million times greater than that derived by the creeper itself.
Thank you, Naimasharanya Prabhu. He's reading the books, so when he hears something related, he's able to access it, and that's very important, to go deeply within these books that we're distributing.
I'd also like to just say that I've...
Hold that right in front, because we really want to hear every word you say.
I can't recollect the specific times, but I've read on several occasions when Srila Prabhupada would freshly arrive at a temple, he would immediately want to know what the book results were. It was always on his mind. It was always a priority for him.
That we can abundantly prove, that Prabhupada was avidly interested in hearing the book scores and promoting the books, even in the purports, the purport we read yesterday. What's in question sometimes is people say, you know, does it really work? And these kinds of things. And I think that the remedy for that kind of doubt is to really to go out and try it yourself. Because one sees for oneself, by meeting people one after another and just seeing how their hearts are changed, and there's a reciprocation by Supersoul also while one is distributing books, of understanding and feeling how much affected effective it is to put the book in somebody's hand and have them appreciate it and reciprocate and give a donation, or even not, and appreciate the book and take it. So because the time is growing late and it's a Monday, we'll stop here if that's okay. And thank everybody for this. Pardon me? Free goods. Just put up a sign, free goods. Purnamasi is giving away free stuff. free transcendental stuff. Thank you very much, everybody. Vancha kalpadrubhascha kripasinabhevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande. Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. Oh. Haribol.